Doctor, this is dictating on Carol Yeshunek. That is Carol. Carol Yeshunek is Yesionek. Yesionek. Date of birth is 1/1/47. Date of visit is 11/2/22. Please make a copy for Teresa Hernandez, M.D. Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z. Hernandez, Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Teresa, thank you for sending Carol Yeshunek for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. History personnel is... I'm sorry. Next paragraph is chief complaint is... shortness of breath and cough. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 75-year-old female who has a past history of chronic bronchitis, has been experiencing cough, sputum production, and shortness of breath with exertion. She brings up a little whitish yellow mucus and denied any chest pains, denied fevers or chills. She has been on a Trilogy inhaler, one puff a day, with some relief of her symptoms. The patient also had a recent chest CT in May 2022, which showed centrilobular emphysema with stable bronchiectasis and scarring in the right middle lobe. And there were two nodules in the right lower lobe measuring 5 millimeters and 4 millimeters respectively, period. There was no evidence of pleural effusion. There was coronary artery calcification noted. The patient has gained weight and she has a history for hypertension and hyperlipidemia and gastroesophageal reflux. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history of asthma and chronic bronchitis and bronchiectasis and a history for left rotator cuff surgery. And surgery on her elbow. She also had a facelift and tummy tuck in 2010 and 2011. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 45 years, drinks alcohol moderately. Next paragraph, family history. The patient's father died of a stroke following heart surgery. Mother died of COPD. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient has wheezing, shortness of breath. He has heartburn. I'm sorry, she has heartburn. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations. She has leg edema. She has no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has no dizziness, sore throat, or nosebleeds. She has no cataracts or glaucoma. She has fatigue. And she has easy bruising. Also has some joint pain, some muscle aches. No headaches, seizures, or memory loss. Next, med list included Protonix, 20 milligram Stelic, Cefiroxime, ...500 milligrams BID for 5 days. Trelegy, Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff a day. Ventolin, 2 puffs PRN. And famotidine, 40... I'm sorry, not famotidine. Cardizem, 240 milligrams daily. Lisinopril, 10 milligrams daily. And nebulized albuterol PRN. Next, physical exam. That's moderately obese elderly. White female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 120 by 72. Rest patients are 16. Temperature 97.5. Weight is 164. Saturation 95. HGND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, nasal mucous edema, throat is clear, neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds for the basis with wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the absence of irregular asthma, no estro, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no edema. Mild varicosity. Reflexes are 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin was dry and warm. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with chronic bronchitis and bronchiectasis. And number 2 is reactive airway disease. Number 3 is lung nodules. And number 4, hypertension. And number 5, gastroesophageal reflux. Next paragraph, plan the patient get a complete pulmonary function study. And also get a set chest CT without contrast. Advised to continue with the Trelegy. Ellipta, 1 puff daily. If she has any exacerbation of bronchitis, she will take Levaquin 500 milligrams daily with prednisone taper. CBC complete metabolic profile to be done. And a follow-up visit to be arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Teresa Hernandez, MD. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Souza. Copy for Teresa Hernandez, MD.